So many things went wrong for us. Came up against a really good team. That's the first thing you got to say. Athletically, physically, their conditioning was, you know, just too much for us. We struggled, you know, in the second quarter and fourth quarter to stay with that high intensity they were able to bring to it. And ultimately, you know, we weren't good enough, and we know that. We were well off the pace. We didn't think the gap was anything like it should, like that. Certainly not this morning when we were getting ready for it. But we're just miles off it today.
Maybe it's me and my positive mindset, but when I was looking at it, I saw Niall Slutton's goal, and you guys never really recovered from that. But it was that was the turning point, and they just kind of just weren't able to deal with it. And maybe if they had dealt with it, you might have been there or thereabouts. It might have been something that simple.
Yeah, but you know, that and got that goal was their goal coming anyway, you know, because we were beginning to struggle with their pace and their you know, their ability to break from defence. They're just a hard team to play against, you know. They set up really, really well, and we didn't have that energy today to get around them or get through them, and therefore we struggled. We got a nice start the third quarter. We got back into it a little bit, but you know, as I said to the journalists earlier on, the game stretches out for 80 minutes, and you have to stay at it for that period. You can't be taking naps for 10 and 15 minutes and expect good teams to assist you with it. So it's been a tough match now. We didn't expect this morning. Thought we had a chance. Thought we had a real chance. Obviously, we miscalculated. And now all we've left to pay for is pride now next Saturday. And that's what we'll be expecting to see during the week now. Who wants to have a cut at this? And we're playing at home. You know, it's only a week for a turnaround, which is good really now. We don't want 2 or 3 weeks to be thinking about that defeat. And we have to see, can we give ourselves something to hold on to then for the third match?
A week, they say, is a long time in politics, but it's not a long time in sport. What can you do between now and then to, at the very least, pick up from where you left off here today?
Well, I you know, rest, recover. We'll have a small chat on Tuesday. Not, you know, don't be a whole lot of analysis done at that match, I can assure you. That'll be for end of season. See what we can improve for the next day, and you know, see can we get some drive out of the players to commit to a big effort next Saturday. I'm sure we will see a big improvement. We'd have to see a big improvement. There will be a big improvement, and will it be enough to beat Donegal? You know, have to see what happens here now today and what sort of form they're in.